really fortunate. Today we are really fortunate to have a stress Gaurav Astrology to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam 6.13.3 onwards. Before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction on Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Today we have with us His Grace Gaurvilas Prabhuji. Prabhuji came to Krishna consciousness in 2004 and he earned a MBBS degree from Grant Medical College. Gaurvilas Prabhuji joined the ashram in 2010 and he was initiated as a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in 2012. Gaurvilas Prabhuji preaches in various medical and engineering colleges. He also conducts programs for doctors at Bhaktivedanta Hospital and in corporate environments. He is a teacher of Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav courses, and he also conducts congregational programs in Mumbai and Maharashtra. Gaurvilas Prabhuji has done thorough studies of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna, welcome to the call, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat. Thank you for this opportunity to serve. We'll begin with our... Should I begin now?
Yes, Prabhuji, please.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dinabandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namosute, Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrinda, Vaneshwari, Vrishabhanu, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Hari, Priye, Vancha, Kalpatarubhyasha, Kripa, Sindhubhya, Evacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha, Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshutarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, welcome everyone. Thank you for giving this opportunity to serve. We are discussing from 6th Canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are on chapter 13. So today we'll be discussing verse number 3. Sri Raja Uvacha. Just a minute, I'll open the verse. Shri Rajo Vacha Indrasya Nirvrite Hetum Shrotumichami Bhomune Yenasan Sukhino Deva Harir Dukham Kuto Bhavat. Translation. Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Shukdev Goswami, O great sage, what was the reason for Indra's unhappiness? I wish to hear about this. When he killed Vritrasur, all the devtas were extremely happy. Why then was Indra himself unhappy? Purport. This, of course, is a very intelligent question. When a demon is killed, certainly all the demigods are happy. In this case, however, all the demigods were happy because of Vritrasur's having been killed. Indra was unhappy. Why? It may be suggested that Indra was unhappy because he knew that he had killed a great devotee and Brahman. Vritrasur outwardly appeared to be a demon, but inwardly he was a great devotee and therefore a great Brahman. Here it is clearly indicated that a person who is not at all demoniac, such as Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, may outwardly be a demon or be born in a family of demons. Therefore, in the terms of real culture, one should not be considered a demigod or demon simply according to birth. In his dealings while fighting with Indra, Vritrasura proved himself a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Furthermore, as soon as he finished fighting with Indra and was apparently killed, Vritrasura was transferred to Vaikuntha Loka to become an associate of Shankarshan. Indra knew this and therefore he was morose at having killed such a demon who was actually a Vaishnava or Brahman. A Vaishnava is already a Brahman, although a Brahman may not be a Vaishnava. Padma Purana says, Shat karma nipuno vitpro mantra tantra visharadaha a Vaishnava guru nasyad Vaishnavaha shwapacho guruhu. One may be a Brahmana in terms of his culture and family and may be expert in Vedic knowledge, mantra tantra visharadaha, but if he is not a Vaishnava, he cannot be a guru. This means that an expert Brahman may not be a Vaishnava, but a Vaishnava is already a Brahman. A millionaire may very easily possess hundreds and thousands of dollars, but a person with hundreds and thousands of dollars is not necessarily a millionaire. Vritrasura was a perfect Vaishnava and therefore he was also a Brahman. Hare Krishna. So this is a very, very important and interesting section, and especially this purport is very, very important purport. Srila Prabhupada is writing, describing the glories of devotional service and the glories of devotee. So in this verse purport, Prabhupada very nicely, summarizes the substance of devotional service. What is actually devotional service? On what it depends on and what it does not depend on. So as we know the story, in this chapter and previous chapter, Vritrasura, he fought with Indra and he reminded Indra, why are you not, fighting properly? You pick up that thunderbolt. You don't even have faith in the weapon of Lord Vishnu. And then Vritrasura offers beautiful prayers. In fact, Vritrasura, the story of Vritrasura comes in many scriptures. But the difference in other scriptures and Bhagavatam is, in Bhagavatam, Vritrasura is a hero. And in all the other scriptures, Indra is a hero. So that is a very, very important thing. We have to understand that Bhagavatam glorifies devotee. Bhagavatam brings out the essence of a person. And the essence is devotional service. If a person is not a devotee, whatever good quality he may be having, it is of no use because it is not taking him to Krishna. And if he is a devotee, then all the good qualities will automatically manifest in that person. So therefore, Bhagavatam is only interested in devotional qualification, not the external qualification. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate surah harao bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena satidhavato bahi. This verse tells that all the good quality of devatas manifest in a devotee. So therefore, all the other scriptures, they glorify Indra to be the hero of this whole pastime, because he is ultimately a devata. But Bhagavatam actually brings out the essence of who is a devata and who is a demon. So in this case, Indra, externally he may be a devata, but actually he doesn't have faith in the words and the power of Lord Vishnu. And apparently Vritrasura is a demon, but he has unflinching faith in the power and the words of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, these four verses which Vritrasura speaks is so beautiful. It encapsulates the entire philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam. How a devotee should be, what he should aspire, how he should serve. Nanakapristam nachaparameshtyam nasarvabhaumam narasadipatyam na yoga siddhir napunar bhavam va samanja sattva virahaya kangshe. I don't want anything of this world, O my Lord. I just want to be at your feet. I just want to serve you. I don't want heaven. I don't want Indra Loka, the position of Indra. I don't want the sovereignty over entire Bhumandal. I don't want mystic powers. I don't want all the lower planetary systems also. That is our devotee. So externally speaking, somebody may not be born in a devotee family, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupada gives example of Prahlad and Bali Maharaj. But externals, they don't matter. Because ultimately, the essence is, if somebody is practicing Krishna consciousness, then he becomes glorious devotee. And in both these cases of either Prahlad Maharaj or Bali Maharaj, or in the case of Vritrasura, in the past life as Chitraketu, He was blessed by Narad Muni, and then he was blessed by Shankarshan himself. So therefore, today we'll be discussing what is the cause for bhakti and what is the glory of devotional service. It comes in the first canto also, the story of Narad Muni as a small boy, you know, as he was serving these Bhaktivedantis. Aham purati tabhave bhavam mune dasya sukashyashchana vedavadinam. He tells that I was son of some maid servant. And you know, in these 4 months of Chaturmas, the great devotees, Bhaktivedantis, they came and I was just serving, assisting my mother to serve them. And I was just taking the remnants of their food. Uchishtalepan anumodito dvijai sakritsma bunjai tadapasta kilvishai. I was just eating the remnants of food with their permission. And that purified all my sinful reactions. All my previous karmas, they were purified. That is the power of association of devotee. Taking the remnants of devotee. Bhakta pada dhuliya, bhakta pada jala, bhakta bhukta avasheshai tina mahabal. That water which has washed the feet of the devotees, the remnants of the devotees, and the dust of the feet of the devotees, they are so very powerful. And this one verse, this one pastime, you know, describes how powerful the association of devotee is. Prabhupada writes a very beautiful line in that purport. He says, the wonder of an atmosphere surcharged with devotional service to the Lord is briefly described herein by Sri Narad Muni. So the atmosphere which is surcharged with devotional service, somebody can do unimaginable things. And the purification doesn't take much time. One only has to practice bhakti with sincerity and with all eagerness. That is the price we have to pay. Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam. Only price is we have to be eager. It is described by Krishna in 11th canto. Just like the fire burns the firewood gradually. Similarly, the power of devotional service is such that all our anarthas, they get purified, they get destroyed. Yathagni su samiddharchi karoti edhamsi bhasmasat तथा मद विषया भक्ति उद्धवे नाम श्री कृष्ण सह मद विषया व्हेन वी ओ उद्धव व्हेन समबडी इज प्रैक्टिसिंग माय डिवोशनल सर्विस ऑल द सिनफुल रिएक्शंस दे गेट प्यूरिफाइड भक्ति इज डिस्क्राइब्ड एज एक्टिंग लाइक डाइजेस्टिव फायर देयर आर थ्री क्वालिटीज ऑफ डाइजेस्टिव फायर Digestive fire absorbs all the nutrients and burns all the waste products. Similarly, bhakti nourishes all the devotional sentiments. When we practice this Navavidha bhakti, all our devotional sentiments are nourished. And all our anarthas, all the waste products, waste things are destroyed. They are burnt away. Jarayati ashu yakosham nigirnam analoyatha. Just like fire burns the firewood. Jarayati kosha. Kosha means the subtle body full of anartha gets destroyed. Burns. That is one quality of devotional service. Purifies and nourishes. Second quality is digestive fire digests gradually, slowly. You know, it is not that, oh no, you we eat now and then within 5 minutes we are ready for the next meal. No, it takes time. Similarly, the power of devotional service, the process of devotional service works gradually. It manifests gradually. This power purifies gradually. And third thing is, if somebody has a good digestive fire, he doesn't have to do anything extra. No extra endeavor, no extra gymnastics. He doesn't have to jump up and down and then, you know, run around to digest the food. Similarly, devotional service purifies automatically. Doesn't have to do anything else. So, Rupa Goswami describes the nectar of devotion. What is the qualification to practice bhakti? Who can practice? So he says, attraction to Krishna is the only qualification to practice bhakti. If somebody has that attraction, now the question is how to get that attraction? Okay, qualification to practice bhakti is attraction. How to get attraction to devotional service? Only by the mercy of pure devotee. That is the only way one can get attracted to devotional service. So that's how we have to be eager to be in association of devotees, take shelter of devotees. As one devotee was telling that, ISKCON is like a desire fulfilling tree. You get whatever you want. Whatever you want by the practice of Krishna consciousness, you will get it. You want pure devotional service? You will get it. You want material enjoyment? You will get it. Whatever you want name, fame, position, you will get it. So in ISKCON, you get everything. You get best of Krishna and you get best of Maya also. That is how interesting Krishna consciousness is, because Krishna reciprocates according to our desire. Ye yatha mam prapadyante. Whatever our desire is, Krishna fulfills that. Yat karma bhir yat tapasa gyan vairagya shayat yogena dana dharmena shreyobhiritrairapi sarvam madbhakti yogena madbhakto labhate anjasa swarga apavarga madhama kathanchid yadivanchate. Whatever you want, you will get, Krishna is telling. Whatever one gets by the practice of karma, tapasya, austerity, jnan, knowledge, vairagya, renunciation, yoga, dana, charity, dharma, various religious practices, itarairapi, all the other things, whatever you want, sarva madbhakti yogena madbhakto labhate anjasa. By the practice of devotional service, my devotee gets everything. So we have to be really careful of what we want. At present, we may have so many material desires also. But Sometimes devotees say, should we ask for the material desires to be fulfilled? Should we ask Krishna, oh Krishna, I have this material desire, please fulfill this, because I have heard that Krishna consciousness means I have to ask only for pure devotional service. But the question is, if we have material desires, what to do? Where to go? Should we go to all the other devatas? Or should we just forget it? Forgetting is not possible. We cannot forget our material desires. They keep coming again and again. We cannot give up our material desires artificially. So what should we do? Should we pray to Krishna to fulfill those material desires? Or should we just tolerate those material desires? Sometimes tolerating is also very difficult. There's a verse in Bhagavatam which says, whatever desire you have, you go and ask Krishna. He gives. But interesting thing is, whatever desire we have, we should ask by the end. You should also have one line. You should pray to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, I don't know what to ask. Therefore, I am asking this. So please purify me so that one day I may ask what I am supposed to ask. And Krishna is such a wonderful God. He fulfills the desire of his devotee, and at the same time he purifies the desire of the devotee also. Satyam dishatyarthitam arthito ninam naivarthado yat punararthitam yataha swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichyatam ichchapidhanam nijapad pallavam. Satyam, it is true. Arthitam, arthito ninam, whatever a devotee asks, material things, Krishna gives it. But naivartha doyat punararthitam yata, he doesn't give in a way that a devotee will ask for the same thing again. How does he do that? Swayam vidhatte, he gives himself to the devotee. Devotee says, I don't want you, my lord. Krishna says, no, this is my, combo pack. I always come. If somebody asks me, I give them whatever they ask, but I also come along with that benediction. I enter the heart. And then when Krishna enters the heart, he is the Ichhapidhanam, he is a desire tree. When somebody gets Krishna, then he loses the desire for all the other things. So that's how Krishna works. So therefore, for sure we have to get attracted to Krishna. But to get attracted to Krishna, we have to get attracted to devotees. We have to get mercy of the devotees. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he writes in Madhurya Kadambini, what is the cause of bhakti? He analyzes the whole thing. He says, pious actions are the cause of bhakti. Is this fortune of practicing devotional service because of pious activities, punya? Or unfortunate person because he is sinful, that's why he didn't get bhakti? So what to do? How to understand? So he says, if we accept that good fortune as a result of pious activities creates bhakti, then bhakti becomes dependent on pious activities. But it is not the case. We have seen so many people from sinful backgrounds. They have started practicing Krishna consciousness. Brigari, he was a hunter. What qualification he had? No qualification. Then somebody may say, that means if somebody, another reason may be, he is not fortunate. So he says, if fortune is the qualification to get bhakti, that means again, fortunes are unpredictable. Who can decide this person will be fortunate, this person will not be fortunate? Bhakti becomes really little, unpredictable. Somebody may say, Supreme Lord's mercy is the cause of bhakti. So then another person may ask, why now? Then if Lord's mercy is the cause of bhakti, then why Lord is not giving mercy to everyone? That means Lord is partial. But Lord is not partial. Then what is the cause of bhakti? Then Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that bhakti, which is there in the heart of a devotee, is the cause of bhakti. Devotee can give devotion to someone else. So that means devotee, he's responsible for giving bhakti. He says, well, the devotion which is there in the heart of that devotee is responsible for devotion service in others. So therefore, Krishna has made his devotees whole and sole proprietors to sell this devotional service, distribute this devotional service wherever they want and whoever they want to. That's how devotee plays such a crucial role in our life. Jnanavalambaka kechit kechit karma avalambaka vayantu haridasanam padatrana avalambaka. So jnan, some people take shelter of knowledge. Some people take shelter of karma. So this devotee says, I take shelter of padatrana. What is padatrana? Slippers of the devotees. That is how devotees are so very special. So Rupa Goswami says, Yakena piyate bhagena jata shraddhvasya sevane nati sakto nanay vairagya bhak asyam adhikaryasau. So he says, Yakena pi ati bhagena, by some extreme fortune, a person gets a chance to practice bhakti. So this attraction for Krishna consciousness is a great fortune. And it doesn't depend on any of the qualifications. It doesn't depend on however sinful we are or we were. Although we may be having so many sinful thoughts, bhakti is not dependent on what type of thoughts we have. Bhakti depends on what we do when the thoughts come. The response decides our progress in Krishna consciousness. So therefore, we have to understand that we have become really fortunate. It is a rarest of the rare gifts which Srila Prabhupada has given us. Mayevam mama dhamasyapi syateva chuta darshana riyamana kala nadya kvachitarati kashana. Just like a cruer, when he enters Vrindavan, he sees the footprints of Krishna. He rolls in that footprint in the dust of Vrindavan. And he says, I am so fallen, adhama. But somehow by the will of the providence, today I will get darshan of the Lord. Of course, that is the humility of Akrura. He is a great Nityasiddha devotee. Chaitanya Charitamrita also says, Kona bhagye karo samshara shayunmukh hoye sadhu sang tabe Krishna rati upajay. When somebody associates with devotees, one fortune develops, arises. So therefore, it is very, very important to understand that devotees and devotional service, they are very rare commodities which we have in our life. And devotees are really working so very hard. Yashomati Nandan Prabhu, in Prabhupada disciple, recalls that Prabhupada was in Mayapur in 1977 and he had high fever. And it was around 2 o'clock in the morning and Prabhupada, in the middle of the night, he woke up and he started telling that, oh, these rascal scientists, they do not accept this. Go and preach to them that we are not this body and we are soul. And the proof of life is that the soul is transmigrating from one body to another body. Prabhupada is speaking philosophy at 2:30 in the morning, in the middle of high fever. That is a mood of a devotee. That's why we are still here. As Saraswati Thakur said, it takes gallons of blood to bring one person to Krishna consciousness. just because we have, you know, access to so many devotees, many times we take it for granted. But it is a rare fortune to have devotees to practice devotional service. And Indra, he understood what is the power of a devotee, what is the glory of a devotee. That's why he is really unhappy. All the devas are happy, they went, but Indra knew that no, this person is a great devotee. So one more thing we should understand, that when many times we see great people in Bhagavatam doing mistakes, and we may start, you know, judging them or criticizing them. You know, this Indra is not able to understand this much. He's doing all sinful things. So we have to understand that every great personality committing mistake in Bhagavatam is about, you know, it is a liberated soul. They have perfected their lives. All these mistakes which they have done in the Bhagavatam, they are just to show us and teach us what not to do. So we have to keep learning from them, and we should not judge them. So therefore, devotees, they are so very important. And that's how devotional service is. Devotional service does not depend on any of the externals. As Prabhupada writes in the purport, that whether one is a Brahmana or a Shudra or a Vipra, Kiba Vipra, Kibanyasi, Shudra Keninoi, E Krishna Tattva Veta. Anyone who knows Krishna Tattva, he is a bona fide Guru. Say Guru Hoy. Rupa Goswami writes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there is only one qualification to practice bhakti. One should be a human being. That's all. Because bhakti is not dependent on any external condition. And of course, there are so many exceptions we see. Even in the body of Gajendra, he practiced devotional service. But we have to understand, in the previous life, as a human being, he practiced bhakti. That's why when he got this body of Gajendra, he remembered his past life. Vritrasura, born in the family of a demon, but because he was a great devotee of the Lord, therefore he continued to remember his past life. Even Bharat Maharaj, when he became a deer, that deer remembered his past life because Bharat Maharaj was practicing devotional service. Dreamatrasya adhikarita. So we have to understand that this human form, it is so very rare. So we have to try our best to get best out of it. As Prabhupada says, we have to make the best use of the bad bargain. Anyways, this body is about to die, about to fall down, one today or tomorrow or day after. So till the time we have this body, we can achieve the highest perfection. Turnam yatet natu pate danu mrityu yavan nishreyasaya vishaya khalu sarvatasyat. So that sense gratification is available in all the species. Please take advantage of this human body. Because in this human body, we can achieve the highest perfection. And devotional service does not depend on who we were and what our thoughts were, which background we are from. As Prahlad Maharaj says, So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, oh my Lord, I have seen it all. Dhan, wealth, abhijan, great relatives, rupa, beauty, tapa, if somebody is doing great tapasya, Shruta, very learned, Oja, very, very effulgent, Teja, very, very Prabhavashali, Prabhava, Bala, strength, Buddhi, intelligent. Somebody is not practicing Krishna consciousness. If he is not pleasing Krishna, he will not be able to please Krishna by all these external qualifications. Just see the Gajendra. He was elephant, he pleased Krishna. So therefore, bhakti is not dependent on any of the externals. And Vritrasura's story is a testimony of all this. Born in a family of demons. Of course, born as a demon. But still, he was such a great devotee. And Indra, he could understand that because he is a Brahman, son of a Brahman, and he is a Vaishnava. So Vaishnava is many times, many thousand times greater than a Brahman. Srila Prabhupada describes in one of the verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in purport he writes, Brahmananam sahasrebhya satrayaji vishishyate satrayaji sahasrebhya sarvavedanta paraga sarvavedanta vitkotya vishnu bhakta vishishyate vaishnavanam sahasrebhya ekantyeko vishishyate. Out of thousands of those brahmanas who can do yajna, brahmananam sahasrebhya, out of thousands of brahmana, one who knows how to perform the yajna, he is the best. Satrayaji vishishyate. Out of thousands of those who know how to perform yajna, sarva vedanta parga, one who knows Vedanta, he is the best. Sarva vedanta vitkotya, one who, out of thousands of those who know Vedanta, Vishnu bhakta is great. And Vaishnavanam sahasrebhya ekantyeko vishishyate. Out of thousands of those who are Vaishnavas, one may know Vishnu in truth. And one may start practicing Krishna bhakti. That is so very rare. So therefore, Indra knew that, oh, this Vritrasura is not demon. He is a Brahmana and above that he is a Vaishnava. And Vaishnava Prad is so very deadly. So that's how, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he worked in such a way that he wanted to prove to the whole world that devotional service doesn't depend on externals. He made Haridas Thakur as Namacharya, born in Malicha family. He made Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they also had become Malichas. He made them the Acharya of devotional service. Sanyasi Pandit Garena Karite Garvanash, Nich Shudra Dwara Karen Dharmera Prakash, Haridasa Dwarana Mahatmya Prakash, Sanatana Dwara Bhakti Siddhanta Vilas, Shri Rupa Dwara Brajera Premara Salila, Ki Bujhite Pare Gambira Chaitanyera Khela. To destroy the pride of all these sannyasis and pandits. Sannyasi pandit gonera korite garvanash. How he is destroying the pride? Neech shudra dwara koren dharmera prakash. He is engaging all these low class people, apparently low class people, and he is making them acharyas. Haridas dwara nam mahatmya. Sanatan Dwara Bhakti Siddhanta Vilas, Shri Rupa Dwara Brajera Leela. That is the wonderful pastime of Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu has come to this world to destroy all the, you know, mundane conceptions about devotional service. So bhakti is so pure, it doesn't depend on any of the externals. It doesn't depend on jnana, it doesn't depend on karma, it doesn't depend on yoga. It is said that all these other paths, either if somebody is wants the result in karma, if somebody is doing sacrifice and he wants heaven, he has to add some bhakti. Bhakti has to be added. If somebody is practicing jnana, and he is not meditating on the form of the Lord, he will not get the result. Ashtanga, same, he will not get the result. Bhakti is the active ingredient. It is the catalyst for all the other processes. But bhakti doesn't depend on any of these things. If somebody is not practicing jnana or yoga and he is practicing bhakti, it is not that he will not get the result of bhakti. He will get the result of bhakti. That's how bhakti is supremely independent, supremely pure. So therefore, it is our fortune that we have received such a wonderful benediction by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. We have got the highest. In spiritual world, in Goloka, in Vaikuntha, there are no jnanis. There are no yogis. There is nobody doing tapasya there. There is nobody doing all the ayam, niyam, asan, pranayam, all these processes of jnana and yoga, they have to be given up. And they have to learn something new when they go and merge in Brahman. The process will not help in their goal. After attaining the goal, the process, they have to give up. But it is not the case with bhakti. One time, Srila Prabhupada, one reporter asked, Swamiji, what will you get by chanting Hare Krishna? Prabhupada said, more chanting. The means and the end are the same in Krishna consciousness. What we have now, that is the highest treasure. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddhau Nitya Muktau Abhinnatvata Nama Naminau. It is a treasure. It is Chintamani. So Nam is not different from the Lord. So that's what we have to realize it. The whole process of Krishna consciousness to make us understand that what we have got is diamond. Maya Devi, she has only one job. She keeps testing every devotee by telling again and again, this doesn't work. You know, it's just like if somebody gets a train ticket or flight ticket and he's just waiting for the departure day. And somebody comes and tells, say, this, you know, ticket, this agency is fake agency. It will not work. I have different ticket. I have the original one. Buy this. Give that ticket to me. That is how Maya Devi keeps testing each and every devotee. Just to make sure that we want nothing but Krishna consciousness. Even Shukdev Goswami tested Parikshit Maharaj 3 times in Bhagavatam. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says every time Shukdev Goswami tested for a different reason. In the 5th canto, in the end of Bhagavat, 5th canto, when Shukdev Goswami described all the hellish planets. And Parikshit Maharaj, being a compassionate Vaishnava, he asks, how will these people get liberated? How will they get delivered? Shukdev Goswami, just to test, he says, oh, prayaschitta. They'll do prayaschitta and then they'll get liberated. Parikshit Maharaj says, no, this is like elephant bathing. It is like manne kunjar shauchavat. Shukdev Goswami was very happy. Then he gives the next option. Oh, practice jnana. So he says, this is also not right. It is like burning the forest, but in the next rainy season, because the roots are still there, the forest will grow. Will not work. Then Shukdev Goswami says, Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. Agham dhunvanti karsnena niharam eva bhaskaraha. He says, only by practice of unalloyed devotional service, all the sinful reactions, they get evaporated. Just like when the sun rises, the entire fog gets dissipated. In this situation, Shukdev Goswami is testing the understanding of philosophy. Has Parikshit Maharaj understood the philosophy of Krishna consciousness? Or he's okay practicing other things also? We'll be tested for this also. Have we understood the philosophy? Because many times we get confused, and it has happened in the previous times. Many people, they got distracted, deviated, because they were thinking that Srila Prabhupada has not given us the best. Srila Prabhupada has not given us the process by which we can understand our Swarupa. And many people, they went to all the Babaji's of Vrindavan and they were distracted. Many devotees, they left Krishna consciousness, left ISKCON, left Prabhupada, thinking that I'll get something higher. There was one devotee, Nitai Das, very, very wonderful, intelligent scholar of Sanskrit. He started associating with some Radhakund Babaji's and started getting deviated from the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Ultimately, he left. And actually, he was so, he became so stubborn. He came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you know, I think you have not given us the best. And I have doubts about your guru also. Because nobody gave him sannyas. He took sannyas on his own. How can I accept this? I mean, Prabhupada heard this. He was really fuming with anger. His lips were trembling. And Prabhupada, he just somehow controlled himself. And he didn't say anything. And then he said, Prabhupada, please give me your blessings so that I can find a better guru. Prabhupada said, you can go wherever you want. And then later Prabhupada said to one of the other devotees, he will not be liberated for a kalpa because he has offended my spiritual master. So therefore we have to understand that Krishna consciousness philosophy is the summum bonum of all the philosophies. There is nothing greater than this. One devotee asked Prabhupada directly, Prabhupada, is it that we have to go to some other teacher to learn some of the things which you are not telling us? Or you have told us, given us everything, and we have to just follow, and in due course of time, everything will be revealed? Prabhupada said, yes, that is the process. Just follow these basic principles of Krishna consciousness, this Navvida Bhakti, and due course of time, everything will be revealed. So we have to stick to the philosophy. In the ninth canto, in the end, Shukdev Goswami, he summarized the entire 10th canto, all the pastimes of Krishna in just two verses. And Parikshit Maharaj, he became really concerned. He said, I am waiting to hear 90 chapters and you are completing in two verses. What is this? I am not satisfied. Please speak more. Nivritta Tarishai Rupagiya Mana Bhavaushadha Shrotra Manobhirama Kahuttama Shloka Gunanuvada Kuman Virajeta Vina Pashugnat. Who will not relish this nectar of Harikatha coming from your mouth? Only animal will not take advantage of it. And don't think that I am hungry and thirsty. I am drinking the nectar which is coming from your lotus mouth. Naishati dusha shunmam tyaktodam apibadate vibantam tvan mukham bhoja chutam harikathamritam. I am getting nourished by the nectar which is coming from your mouth. So all of us will be tested for our enthusiasm to practice Krishna consciousness. In our stage of anishtita bhajan, it is very difficult to maintain that enthusiasm. Sometimes we are up, sometimes we are down. That is called a stage of utsahamayi. Sometimes very enthusiastic, sometimes no enthusiasm. Ghanatarala, sometimes very condensed, intense devotional service, and sometimes, okay, theek hai, chalega, why, aram se karenge bhakti, you know, why we have to be so eager and why we have to be so in a urgent mode? Relax, aram se. That is how, you know, Krishna will test us. Our mind will keep on giving so many temptations. So we have to be really careful not to get distracted by the temptations of the mind, temptations of our senses. Even if, as Krishna says, even if we allow one of the senses to wander, it will take the entire journey to another destination. So therefore, a practicing devotee has to be really careful, engaging all the senses and the mind as much as possible in service of the Lord. Savai manaha Krishna padaravindayo vasam sivaikuntha gunanu varnani vacham sivaikuntha gunanu varnani. All the senses and the mind should be engaged in service of the Lord. We have to show our enthusiasm. If we don't show our enthusiasm, Krishna will not reciprocate. Even if we don't feel like, still we have to act enthusiastically. One time Yadubar Prabhu, you know, he recalls that in the beginning days as he started coming, he was a photographer. And he started coming and he saw that every class in the beginning, everybody, as Prabhupada enters, everybody bows down. And then in the end also, everybody falls down like a rod. And he was not so comfortable doing it. So he was making some excuse. He would start taking photos at that time. Prabhupada noticed it. Prabhupada asked him, why are you not bowing down? So he said, Swamiji, I don't feel like. So Prabhupada said, you bow down now, feelings will come later. So we have to act enthusiastically. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he writes in Bhaktya Loka, commentary on Nectar of Instruction, 4 verses, he has given beautiful commentaries. In that, in this Utsaha, 3rd verse, he says, enthusiasm is the life of Shraddha. If we want to make our Shraddha grow, if we want to add life to our Shraddha, we have to be enthusiastic. Otherwise, our Shraddha will not grow. It will just stay stagnant or it will go down. We have to be enthusiastic in all the practices, all the limbs of bhakti. Nana bhavera bhakta jan hamsa chakra vakagan yate sabe kore na vihar. Krishna keli sumrinal yaha pai sarvakal bhakta hamsa koroe ahar. Devotee should be like chakravak. They should be like swan, tasting the lotus buds. They should be like honeybees. Krishna bhakti siddhantagan yate prafulla padmavan tara madhukari aswadan. Premarasa kumudvane prafullita ratri dine tate charao mano bhengagan. Krishna bhakti, the pastimes of Krishna, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, they are like full-blown garden of lotus flowers. Prafulla padmavan, tara madhu, please taste this nectar. Unfortunate situation is, so much nectar is available, but people are running after poison. It is such a, you know, unfortunate situation. Hare Krishna, some devotees are requesting to speak in Hindi. So should I continue like this or what is the protocol? So anyways, we can.
In English, Prabhuji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. In English. Our forum is English only because we have lots of American devotees, so we cannot continue Hindi, Prabhuji.
Okay. Continue then. Okay, anyways. So, we have to become like honeybees. Tate charao mano bhringagan. Make Krishna bhakti siddhantagan prafulla padmavan. It is like full-blown lotus flower garden. Become like honeybee and drink and taste this nectar of Harikatha. Nectar of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Otherwise, if we are just engaging our mind and wasting our time in all the other topics of the world, They are like poison. Topics of the cricket, politics, news, or all the topics of, it talks about other devotees, what wrong they are doing. Discussing about the faults of other devotees. So we have to be really careful. Otherwise, it is so very easy to get distracted. To get distracted in Kali Yuga is not so difficult. It is difficult to stay focused in Kali Yuga. With so much of distractions available, we have to be really careful. Because if we understand what we have received, then we will keep it very, very attentively. We'll protect it and we'll not lose it. Otherwise, the unfortunate thing is, okay, we understood, we will realize that we have lost this. Most unfortunate thing is, we don't even realize that we have lost it. That's how Mayadevi acts. Mayadevi, material nature, never tells, you know, for a devotee, for a non-devotee, she'll say, don't take to spiritual life. For a devotee, she'll say, postpone taking to spiritual life. And she will say, chant. You will chant. For sure, you have to chant attentively. We have to, you know, perfect your life, but not now. Just postpone it. Just postpone it. So many things are there in this world. Just enjoy a little bit. I'm not taking you away from Krishna, but see the world also. That's how Mayadevi gradually presents so many distractions. It is like a person putting a fishing hook and a bait. The fish doesn't even realize that there is a hook inside that bait. Eats it. And the fisherman waits. Doesn't start winding up immediately, allows the hook to go deeper and deeper and deeper till the time it is sufficiently inside the neck. And then the devotee is thinking, this fish is thinking, just see, I'm enjoying and nothing is happening. Hey, look, I see, you know, all these people are condemning sense gratification. Just see, I'm enjoying and nothing is happening. Just wait for the time. And when it is sufficiently inside, and then it starts winding up. And then immediately the fish is out of the water, dead. So you have to be really careful about how much time do we have and what is our goal. So we have to be really working on it very, very strongly, very, very attentively. Otherwise, we'll also be unhappy. An unfortunate thing will be, we'll lose it. Most unfortunate thing will be, we'll not even realize that we have lost it. So therefore, this Vaishnava Aparad, which Indra is really afraid of, you know, as this verse says, very, very dangerous. It is called Matta Hati Aparad, mad elephant offense. And in devotee community, many times, devotees, they don't take it seriously. And, you know, on the pretext of talking about some facts about some devotees, we may end up finding faults. We may end up offending and criticizing devotees. We have to be really careful not to offend devotees. That's why Indra is unhappy here. He knew that, Prabhupada writes, Indra was unhappy because he knew that he had killed a great devotee or a brahmana. We may not go to this extent, but that is, you know, to fall down, killing is not, you know, required. Just by speaking in a wrong way, in offensive way, is sufficient to take us away from devotional service. So we have to be really careful not to offend devotees, not to talk ill about devotees. Blasphemy, rumors. These are the weapons of Kali. As Prabhupada would always say, outsider cannot destroy this movement. This movement will be destroyed only by an insider. If the people who are practicing, they start quarreling among each other, they start talking ill about each other, then this institution, this movement will be destroyed. That's how we have to be really careful, because that is how Maya Devi acts. That's how Kali acts. Kali starts by finding some small fault in a devotee and then telling, just see, this devotee had this fault. Can't you see? That's what Manthara did to Kaikeyi. She was just listening to that criticism, not talking about also. Kaikeyi didn't speak any wrong thing. She just heard. So speaking, that is of course very deadly. Hearing, you may think that I'm not doing anything wrong. And you know, many times it happens that we are in a situation where some senior devotee or some of our close ones start speaking wrong about other devotees. And we are thinking, what to do now? I don't want to hear, but kya kar sakte hain? If I leave, then that devotee will feel offended. Better to leave than to hear criticism. So that's how, you know, we have to be really careful about this Vaishnava Prad. It is a mad elephant offense. The beautiful garden which we have created by our decades of practice of Krishna consciousness. This one mad elephant, we don't even understand. Many times we don't even realize that we have allowed a mad elephant to enter our garden by hearing some wrong things about devotees. So that's how, you know, we have to be really careful. Because that devotee may be doing something wrong, but it is just a matter of time. He'll get purified. Shipram bhavati dharmatma. Why we don't remember that thing? And, you know, there are many examples of devotees. They would not tolerate hearing ill about anyone. Even if that devotee is wrong. If we have nothing to do with that, we should not hear that fault of the devotee. So that is how it is very, very important to understand, to advance in Krishna consciousness. We have to be really attentive, really alert. We cannot be casual in practice of Krishna consciousness. It is like walking on a razor's edge, you know. If somebody is told you have to walk on this razor's edge, how attentive and how careful will be? Shurasya dhara nishita duratyaya durgam pathastat kavayo vadanti. It is like a razor's edge. So we have to be really careful, otherwise we'll cut ourselves. So that is, these are the wonderful few lessons we can learn from this pastime of Indra. Feeling unhappy, sad because he has killed a devotee and a Brahman. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for this very beautiful class. Really practical, and how important it is to be go internal in terms of our progress in spiritual path. Yes, I request. Yeah, Anuradha Mataji, you can ask your question now.
Hi, Krishna Mataji. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu, for the beautiful class. Prabhu, I missed a little bit there. You said, according to Madhurya Kadambini, bhakti gives birth or rise to bhakti.
Bhakti, which is there in the heart of the devotee, gives rise to bhakti. And Krishna has given the whole and soul rights to devotee to distribute that devotion to everyone. So in that sense, devotee can give bhakti to everyone. Bhaktya sanjayate bhakti. So if somebody says then bhakti, if devotee becomes, devotee can give bhakti, then devotee, if he is whimsical, then? But devotees are never whimsical. they are going out of the way to distribute bhakti to everyone, and that's what Krishna needs. That's what Krishna wants. That's why he has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is proclaiming to each and everyone, please help me. I have brought so many fruits of love of God. And I am alone. I am a single one gardener. You know, it comes in Adilila, 9th chapter. The Chaitanya Kalpavriksha, Bhakti Kalpavriksha. Bharat Bhumi Te Manushya Janma Huilajar Janma Sartakuri Karapara Upkar. So that's how, you know, Krishna has given whole and soul rights to distribute, to devotees to distribute this bhakti. And devotion which is there in the heart of the devotee, that is only getting distributed. So in one sense, bhakti is the cause of bhakti. Okay?
So, yes, Prabhu. So like we know this, like Mahat Seva and Satam Kripa, right? So first Satam Kripa comes, first Mahat Seva comes. So if Mahat Seva comes first, then first it is depending on...
First is Mahat Kripa. You know, in the story of Narad Muni, it is said that there is a verse, usme it is said that they were equal in vision. Tulya darshanaha. They were tulya darshana. They were equal in vision. They were not partial. So they started showing mercy even before Narad Muni, small boy, served them. Yadyapi tulya darshana shushrushamane munayo alpabhashini. Chakravarti Thakur writes there, the first is Mahat Kripa. And then based on that Mahat Kripa, one gets some service to devotees. First, the devotees gave mercy and then Narad Muni served them. So first Mahat Kripa, then Satam Kripa, then Mahat Seva, and then Sadhu Sangha. So by serving, he gets little attracted to sadhus. He associates with more sadhus more. And then after that Sadhu Sangha, he starts Bhajan Kriya. So that's how the first is Mahat Kripa, Satam Kripa, and then Mahat Seva comes. Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Dhanvad.
Thank you, Mataji, for that beautiful question. Jyoti Takni Mataji, you can ask your question now.
Can I? I need some time. I'm framing the question. I'm going through the
book. Sure, Mataji. Yeah.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी, आई हैव एन क्वेश्चन. क्या भक्ति में सर्वस्व त्यागना आवश्यक है? हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी, आई हैव एन क्वेश्चन. क्या भक्ति में सब कुछ त्यागना आवश्यक है?
प्लीज टेल योर नेम प्रभु जी.
Piyush Kumar Prabhu, I think, is asking a question. Sarvasva. Actually, yes. But you cannot do it immediately. And Sarvasva means what? It doesn't mean we have to give up our responsibilities. Sarvasva Tyagna means whatever we have, we use it in Krishna's service. That is Yukta Vairagya. Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatharham Upayunjataha Nirbandhaha Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagya Uchyate. So, that is Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya means whatever we have, hamare paas jo bhi hai, hum Bhagwan ki seva mein usko istemal karein. That is called as Yukta. Usko Yukta Vairagya bolte hain. Just giving up everything and going to forest, that is Falgu Vairagya. Falgu Vairagya means I can use this in Krishna service, but I am detached, you know. Just like Prabhupada, one time one devotee came with a photo of one very famous sadhu. And he said, Prabhupada, this person is so detached, you know. And there was a pile of notes kept. And this devotee, this sadhu was saying, doing like this. I don't even want to see that. So Prabhupada said, okay, you do one thing, you get another pile of notes and I'll do like this. That is Yukta Vairagya. We don't give up anything which is used in Krishna's, which can be used in Krishna's service. So manasa deho geho jo kichhu moye arpilu tuapade nanda kishor. Jo bhi hamare paas hai, hamara man, hamara sharir, apna dhan, apne parivar, usko sabko bhagwan ki seva mein lagana hai. Usko bolte hain vairagya. You know? So that is called as renunciation. Okay. There's a question. Direct question somebody has sent. Going through stage 4 cancer, mind is very disturbed. As Hare waiting Krishna when the last moment will come.
Jo Jain I'm just reading a... और हिंदू परंपरा में जो त्याग होता है वो क्या भिन्न है या एक जैसा ही है?
Can you repeat your question? एक बार दोबारा बोलिए आपका प्रश्न.
जैन परंपरा में जो त्याग होता है और जो हिंदू परंपरा में त्याग होता है वो एक है या भिन्न भिन्न है? क्योंकि मैं जैन हूँ तो हमारे धर्म में अलग अलग सिद्धांत है, तो क्या मैं हिंदू बन सकता हूँ? क्या मैं कृष्ण भगवान को मान सकता हूँ?
जैन देयर फिलोसफी इज बेसिकली गेटिंग डिटैच्ड फ्रॉम द वर्ल्ड एंड ultimately merging in Brahman. I'm not so much aware of the details of this philosophy, but one basic thing which Jains say, which we do not agree, is they say that Krishna is in hell now and he'll become the next Tirthankar. We don't believe this. We don't accept this because he's a supreme pure and he has brought the son of his own teacher from hell. So how he can go to hell? So basically the process of Krishna consciousness gives a very high understanding of what we can get. Kya milega humko bhakti karke wo sochiye. You know, any path you follow, ask 5 questions. Aap Jain dharm ko palan kariye, Buddh dharm palan kariye, kuch bhi aap kar rahe hain. आपको लग रहा है कि मुझे ये करना है, मैं कंफ्यूज हूं, ये 5 क्वेश्चन पूछिए. फर्स्ट, मैं कहां पे हूं? सेकंड, मुझे जाना कहां है? थर्ड, यहां से वहां जाने के लिए क्या करना है? फोर्थ, वहां पे जाने के बाद क्या मिलेगा? फिफ्थ, ये जर्नी में मुझे क्या एक्सपीरियंस होगा? एंड इफ यू गेट सैटिस्फैक्टरी आंसर्स, प्लीज फॉलो दैट पाथ. सो यू नो द फिलॉसफी ऑफ जैनिज्म. So you find out the answer to 5 questions and then you compare it with the answers which get in Krishna consciousness. And then you can choose wherever you want to go. And then you can just go ahead with that. Okay?
Yes, thank you, Guruji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So there is a question.
Jyoti Mataji, you want to ask?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam to you. Yes, Mataji, I'm going to ask questions to him. Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is, you said that life to Shraddha is enthusiasm. And it is a faith. Can I equate the Shraddha to faith?
Yes, of course. Shraddha means faith, English.
Yeah, then there will be stages, right? So the enthusiasm will be also in stages?
Yeah. Our enthusiasm should keep increasing. Our enthusiasm to serve should keep increasing. It should be steady and should grow more and more. It should never go down. Whatever we are doing, we should try to add on to it. We should never ever think of reducing it. So that is how we have to be enthusiastic. And enthusiasm means whatever practices we are doing, we do it attentively. We do it without offending anyone. And we do it in a prayerful mood. So these are the various aspects of enthusiastic practice. Enthusiasm doesn't mean we are just passionately doing something without knowing what, why I am doing it. So we have to be really thinking of why I am doing this. What is my intention? What is my purpose? Why I am practicing Krishna consciousness? Why I am doing this duty? Doing this seva? So if our why is clear, then we'll do it enthusiastically, you know. And if we understand that what am I receiving by practicing Krishna consciousness, then we will do it enthusiastically. If we understand that the process is so simple, then we will do it enthusiastically, you know. And if we understand that this process will give me the highest, then we will do it enthusiastically. So that's how, you know, there are many aspects of why we should be enthusiastic. So of course, I had just spoken another 1 hour class on this whole topic of why, what are the various aspects of enthusiasm. These are a few things.
Is it available on YouTube, Prabhuji? The 1 hour?
Yeah. So I had given a Bhagavatam class in our temple. So
okay, I'll look into it.
Sure. It is there on the
Prabhuji, you mentioned that one in the thousand Vaishnavas will mean that the Vishnu, he will find Vishnu in truth. Could you please explain this statement, Prabhuji, because it's very, very important to me to know about this.
Many come to bhakti, many practice worship, many worship Vishnu for different reasons. You know, Artho Artarthi Jigyasu and Jnani. One who actually understands Vishnu and develops a desire to love him. And on top of that, very few can actually come to the level of worshipping Krishna. So that's how it is. There is a gradation of, you know, worshipping the Supreme Lord also. Some people, they worship Lord out of fear. Some people out of, to get some reward. Others out of duty. And very few love him, worship him out of love. So therefore, to know Vishnu exactly, as Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, na? Manushyanam sahasreshu kashyad yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashin mam veti tatvatah. Thousands will start worshipping me, very few know me in truth. Same thing. You know, very few actually understand Krishna. Some get stuck at Brahman level. Some Paramatma, very few come to Bhagwan level. Vadanti tat tattva vidah tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. So that's a very rare knowledge. Vishla Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu has given us so very easily that we may think, bas itna hai, ho gaya. Yes, it is like, you know, all these Vedas. Shyamanand Prabhu was telling us yesterday in our class that all the Vedas, they are like a pyramid. And the base of the pyramid is huge. You have to study so many of the things, and then slowly you climb up, and then you realize, oh, Krishna is the supreme. And then after doing some hard work, then when you achieve something, I have achieved this, you know. But in Krishna consciousness, what happens? As you entered, you hear Krishna is supreme Lord. That's it. Oh, what about others? And I can't believe this. I can't accept this. That's the problem. We have been given the highest, but the whole life, our whole endeavor is to realize that we have got the highest. Okay.
Yes, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have few more. Prabhuji, you said that Krishna...
I think we can take some more other questions. Then we'll come back to you.
No problem, Prabhuji. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you addressed one question from the chat. Would you like to take that now?
Yeah. So somebody is going through the cancer. fourth stage, mind is very disturbed as waiting when the last moment will come. Also, one devotee is to come and visit, but I feel they can't take 10 minutes to come and visit. I don't know how to deal with the situation. So that is, I don't know about who is the devotee. But still, of course, I can just pray to the Lord to give you sufficient strength. So when problem comes in our life, yeah, there is no problem greater than this when we see our imminent death very near. So I can give just a theoretical understanding, but that's what we have heard from all our teachers, that in the times of difficulty, we should have, you know, few devotees with whom we can, you know, open our heart, with whom we can talk to. We don't need many. We should have, if we have just one or two, you know, who are our close, and we can just talk to them. Many times, you know, we should not have so many undue expectations from other devotees. If we are thinking that nobody is talking to me, we should go and express our heart. You know, sometimes our expectations, they overwhelm us more. When we think, why I should, you know, ask, because everyone knows my situation, they should come. But everybody has something or other going on in their life. And they may have, you know, they may have good intentions. They may want to serve. They may want to talk. They may want to help. But some of the situations, they, you know, they don't allow them to do so. And they're just waiting. Are time nahi mil raha hai, time nahi mil raha. We want to go and talk to this devotee, meet this devotee, but somehow some things keep coming up. So therefore, if we, you know, are in this situation that I want somebody to come and talk to me, nobody is coming, then better to just, you know, express your feelings. I'll tell you one story of Prabhupada. Prabhupada was in the last few, you know, weeks, and Prabhupada called Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and Prabhupada said, Tamal, I'm feeling really I'm feeling that I have not done anything. Can you please encourage me? You know, so this is coming from Prabhupada, such a great Nitya Siddha devotee who has done so much. But the stage comes where, you know, a despondency, feeling of not have done anything, it comes in the life of everyone. So we should express it. And Tamal Krishna Maharaji kept on speaking what all things Prabhupada has done. And then Prabhupada said, thank you very much for encouraging me. So therefore, we all need appreciation. And many times that appreciation is not just increasing our false ego. It is the basic need which every living entity has to have some recognition. And artificially, we cannot just give up that recognition. Till the time we are really connected to Krishna, we need that at, you know, for some time, little bit. And we should not be so much guilty about it. Because if we are guilty about it, then we'll go into another stage of depression. We should, of course, pray to Krishna that, oh, Krishna, please give me strength so that I can come out of this. And then I can just focus on you. Till the time that has not come, what should we do? Should we just keep on thinking and getting depressed? So that's how, you know, we have to express our, you know, feelings, our desires to other devotees. If they are not coming, it is our, you know, we should take the lead and please tell that I think I need this. And then see, for sure, devotees will come and say, oh, sorry, I didn't realize, it just skipped my mind. Sometimes, you know, we keep on making so many stories in the mind. Why this is not happening? Why this devotee is not behaving? Why this devotee is not talking to me? So, and of course, you know, from that is from the perspective of a devotee who is going through the problems. But as a devotee community, it is our active responsibility to help each and every one, each and every devotee who is going through some problems, with our words, with our actions, whatever capacity we have, we should try to serve. Because ultimately, devotees, they don't get attracted so much to the philosophy in the beginning. We get attracted to the love which we get from devotees. That keeps us in Krishna consciousness. That gives satisfaction. And then we can, if a satisfied heart can serve Krishna properly. So therefore, every devotee has a responsibility to express and show that love. Encourage others. Don't flatter them, encourage them. Appreciate, don't flatter. There's a difference, you know. Everybody can understand, now this person is flattering me. Oh, this person is really encouraging me. Encouragement means you speak something which is really substantial. Oh, this devotee has done this. I really like it. I'm really happy. So you have to speak from heart. So these are some of the things which I can think of. My prayers for you, Mataji, so that you can go through this difficult phase in a proper mindset. And may Radharani bless you. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any other questions?
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, please keep your questions very short because it's very less time now. Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu, please go.
Hare Krishna, Shama Gauri Mataji, for the chance. Hare Krishna, Gauri Prabhu. You were telling about the five questions, when any Jain come, where am I? What is that? Five things you told. Where am I going? What is that?
Where am I now? Where I have to go? What is the process to reach there? What will I get after reaching there? And what is the experience during the journey? These are five questions.
Okay. Prabhu, my question now, thank you very much, Prabhu. You were telling about getting out of this Maya. I want to know what is the three things like Asat Trishna and Tattva Vibramaha and Hriday Daurbalya. These three, how to get out of this? These three are the things which is getting stuck up for everyone.
I'm also at the same stage. I can just share my misery with you. So of course, Prabhuji, there are no shortcuts to come out of this. You know, we have to just keep on praying and struggling. And you know, in the boxing ring, a person is considered to be defeated, declared to be defeated when he refuses to get up. So as a practicing devotee, we'll be beaten down by Maya hundreds of times, thousands of times, maybe millions of times. But one thing we have to do is get up and walk again. That is what Krishna likes to see. Yeah, it is really, it is not just a, you know, exaggeration. Krishna says this. Badhyamanopi mad bhakto vishayair ajitendriyah prayah pragalbhaya bhaktya vishayair nabibhuyate. He says, my devotee, he is bound by sense gratificatory desires. Badhya. Vishayair ajitendriyah. He is not strong enough to control his senses. But he falls down many times, but again gets up. Prayah pragalbhaya bhakti. He practices intense devotional service. He gets up and walks with full enthusiasm. So he may lose many wars, many battles, but he will win the war in the end. So that is the understanding, you know. Abhi ye kab, matlab, kab Bhagwan ka kripa hoga, when we'll get purified, that only Krishna knows. So till that, we have to just keep on struggling, giving our best. And don't getting, we should not get depressed thinking, I'm so fallen, you know. Nobody in the devotee community must be having such thoughts like me. Right? Yeah. We don't have to beat ourselves down by these things. However fallen we may be, we should have faith that Krishna will surely lift me up. You know, we have to repent for our sinful activities, but continue practicing. You know, so that is the only thing we have to do.
And your total political tribute not to be, the Yogi Baba should not support. He is trying to bring eternal, this Sanatana Dharma. You told not politics, you should not give time. The Sanatana Dharma they are bringing, so should we not support? Is it right or wrong? You told no Prabhu, going politics is based up.
Our entire Krishna consciousness movement began when Srila Prabhupada asked Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who will listen to your message of Lord Chaitanya? We are a dependent country. So of course I am, and you know the answer. And of course I am not against, you know, supporting a dharmic politician.
Yogi.
Point is, we get into so much talking about all these things, we don't do anything, we just keep talking it, you know. And even while doing, we should know what all things we can do as a devotee, how much time we should spend in these things as a devotee, because I am not a Kshatriya, I am not in that role, I am not in that position, so my speaking, will it make a difference? So if I'm in that position, I'll speak something, okay, I'll help dharma to grow. If you are in that situation, great, do it. At the same time, we have our responsibility to practice Krishna consciousness. If some devotee thinks, no, I have my heart for, you know, Hindutva, go ahead, but don't propagate this. Don't say this should be the only thing which should be done. Then it is wrong. Everybody has a different likings. If you have a certain liking for, you know, all these topics of dharma, Sanatana Dharma and Hinduism, we are not against it. Because just because they are there, we are practicing bhakti. You know? But we should understand what is our role as a devotee. Our role as a practitioner of Krishna consciousness. How much we should do, how much we should get into all these things.
The line. Okay, understand.
Yes.
Shyamakuri Mataji, one Mataji, he got third degree cancer. She got cured by chanting 192 to round for 3 months. It's a proof.
She is sick, Prabhu. She has so much headache and always something or the other problem going on. She has to go a lot of chemotherapies. She is not in a position, you know. We have to chant for her, Prabhuji.
Because yesterday I heard Amrita Prabhu's lecture. He said one devotee got cured, that's why I told. He told. I guarantee a devotee got cured, that's why I
told. Okay, we have a few more questions.
If you have time, we can take otherwise.
I can be there for 10 more minutes.
Yes, sir. Next, I think Narahari Prabhu, you can ask. Narahari Dev Prabhuji.
Okay, next question. Next.
All glory, Shiksha Guru.
Three.
Hare Krishna.
Can you hear me? Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, sorry. I think I lost the connection. Sorry. Prabhu, I just wanted to say thank you very much for your time today. It was really a lot of nectar hearing from you. Prabhu, I just wanted to ask you, in the class you were mentioning that Sukadev Goswami tests Parikshit Maharaj 3 times.
Third time I forgot.
Prabhu, can you please?
Yeah. So third time he tested in 12th canto. After describing the entire Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj in the end of the Bhagavatam, he says, practice jnana. He didn't say practice bhakti. So, that time he tested his loyalty to bhakti. You know, ki isko chhod ke dusra bhi kar sakte hain kya? But Parikshit Maharaj, he continued to practice bhakti. So three things will be tested. First is understanding of philosophy. Second is eagerness to practice bhakti. And third is loyalty to bhakti. Oh, thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Yeah, now we can ask all glory Shiksha Gurus. Prabhu, you can ask.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you for giving me the opportunity to ask the question. The question is, Prabhuji, is it the line of the Bhakti Yoga principles that main aur mera jo ladka hai, hum dono milke service mein rahe unto the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Sri Radha Krishna and Gaurnita Tulasi Devi. Agar ye mera prarthana hai, to ye to ऐसा हम तो प्रार्थना कर सकते हैं ना कि मी एंड माय सन हम दोनों मिलके सर्विस में रहे
या ऑफ कोर्स एवरीबॉडी प्रेज सेम थिंग राइट वी ऑल प्रे द सेम थिंग वी शुड कंटिन्यू टू सर्व गुरु एंड गौरांगा या सो व्हाट इज
द क्वेश्चन इज लाइक now he's 17 years old, but when he was like 4 or 5 years, we used to go together. Jo temple mein jaate the, to jo hum log saath mein hum log classes sunte the, wo bhi bacche log jo karte temple mein jo.
Now he is not so much enthusiastic, right?
No, he has. I think he has more understanding than, he has understanding what is Maya, no Maya. He understand better than me. But he has, okay. But probably जो हम लोग जो जैसे हम लोग जो वो क्योंकि जो I think that the modern society is because I'm a homesteading person, so I don't have that better understanding about the outside world. How does it work, Prabhuji? But all I know that ए अगर मेरा प्रार्थना है कि ऐसे मुझे पता नहीं कब वो होएगा but मैं तो
प्रार्थना so if I am understood your question your son he was really practicing bhakti when he was child and now he knows the philosophy but now he is not actively practicing chanting like that all that yes Mataji
yes Prabhuji.
Okay, so it happens many times, Mataji, because we cannot push anyone to practice Krishna consciousness. A child, when he's very small, he follows everything, and when they grow up, they try to explore the world. Because हमने सब कुछ देख के हम लोग भक्ति में आ गए ना तो हमको मालूम है बहुत पिटाई हो रहा है बाहर. And then we say, nay, I want to practice bhakti only. But, small children, they have been given Krishna consciousness in the beginning, right? So they want to explore sometimes the world. And if they are fortunate enough, they come back. So we can just keep praying for them. We can just keep feeding good prasad and keep praying to Krishna. And if Krishna willing, if that is his sukriti, then he will come back. He'll actively practice also. For sure. But whatever he has done, it will not go away. That we all know. Neha Vikrama Nashwasi. So we should be not so much depressed and disturbed. Kya ho raha hai? Mera beta mere saath chanting nahi kar raha hai. Devotee nahi ban raha hai. He knows the philosophy. But still he is not so much into it. Give him some time. And keep praying. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Zakar Prabhu, you can quickly ask your question.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I have a small doubt only. I actually joined last 15 minutes only. But my question or clarification on the doubt is on today's topic, what you mentioned in the last is related to that one. Just I'll come to your one of the statement you mentioned in the Katha. Like he said, Indra was feeling bad about killing the Brahmin. I believe you're referring to the Vrutasura, right? That's what I thought this continuation. So in that aspect, my doubt is, we Also, you clarified that, you know, for a devotee, it is like a walking on the razor edge. That sure I understood. But sometimes I also understand that, you know, Vaishnava Parada, Brahmin Parada is the biggest sin I heard from some other lectures, from some other guru people. So what I mean, what I have a doubt is, for example, on one, if you have done some aparad to the Vaishnava or Brahmin, knowingly or unknowingly or mistakenly, everything, so what corrective action should be done, number one. Number two, in this story, like what I could understand, why Indra is feeling or bad about killing Vritrasura, knowing that he's a Brahmin. He knows that he's a Brahmin right from the day one. So how does it goes? You know, he is fighting against not the Brahmin, right? He was waging a war against the demonic qualities.
Yeah.
So, why is he feeling that one? And how that is considered to the Vaishnava Aparad, I'm not sure. Maybe if you can.
Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes in Madhuri Kadamini about what one should do when somebody offends a devotee. First of all, as soon as you realize that you have offended a devotee, go and ask forgiveness from that devotee. Second, not just speak it. Try to serve him and please him. Third, if the devotee is not forgiving and he is not in a good mood, continue to serve him. But it may happen that even after trying your best, he will not forgive you. You know that he is still upset with me. Then you have no option but to pray to Krishna and chant holy names. That's the progression which Chakravarti Thakur gives. We have to be repentant and we should keep on praying. And in this case of Vritrasura, it is said in the story, you know, in the Bhagavatam, you'll see that actually Indra was not so much inclined to kill Vritrasura because he knew that he is a Brahmana. He knew that he is a son of a Brahmana. How can I kill? But all the devatas, they told him, why are you so fearful? You know, so they are saying that you take shelter, you are protected by Narayan Kavach. Narayan Kavach was given by Vishwarupa. So they told him that you are protected by Narayan Kavach. Just by chanting the names of Narayan, you will be free from the sin. One can be free from the sin of killing cow, brahmana, women. So don't worry about that. And of course, they also performed this. All these devatas, after Indra killed Vritrasura, they performed Ashwamedh Yajna to please Narayan. And then they all left. But still, Indra knew that I have done something wrong. You know, so this is not the right way. So Prabhupada writes in the purport. Prabhupada writes in the summary of this. This is the nature of great personality. A great personality, if he acquires wealth by wrong means, he will always be regretful and ashamed. So that was Indra. He knew that he has acquired the great kingdom now, but he was still repenting because he knew that it is wrong. So that's how it is.
Okay. Devotee.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Last question, would you like to take, Prabhu?
No, Mataji, Prabhuji has to go. So.
Okay. Okay, Prabhu. So we will end the call here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to serve. Hare Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri valuable time and association.
Sorry, thank you to all the devotees. I'm so sorry for muting your Bhagavati Vasudha Mataji. We just wanted to see if we could all chant together. 3 times for Mataji, Sunita Mataji, before we end the call.
Yes, Mataji. Yes, Mataji. Yes.
My name is Krishna Smita.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear devotees. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Thank you so much, Prabhu. You're very welcome.
Gauranga, Nityananda.